Christ is risen. When you were coming to the church so we could see new banner on our church, sponsored by St. Men's Group, St. George Men's Group. And, well, you could read in the horizon too. And already what I heard so many responses, how inspiration it became for many throughout our metropolia. Because it is truth. Life is tough. And we know that. Life is tough even we think that somehow we pretend coming to a church some kind of sweetness, joy, happiness, that we are full of some kind. But truth is that we pretend because life is tough. And we know that, and we feel that, and we have everyday experience of that. And this is why this theme was chosen for us for this year, to learn about reasons, roots, to learn how to deal with this life, which is not easy. And it will be not easy to the moment of our death. But we have to learn how to deal with that. And let's try today to think about one aspect which makes our life tough. And if we would ask Holy Fathers this question, what makes our life tough, they would answer, is your passions. What do they mean by that? They mean this movement in soul which causes that we make not good decisions. They would explain us that passion, it is our desire which was good, but because of sin it was corrupted, twisted, changed. And now instead to do good things for us, or to lead us to good things, leads us to sin. The good example is that this desire, good desire, is to eat when we are hungry. This is very good desire, and we know that this desire is good because it helps us to survive. But corrupted desire, which becomes passion, is desire when we eat without need, when we overeat, gluttony, sin. The same it is with many other things, because as Saint Isaac the Syrian says, our soul was created pure. He says, God couldn't create bad things in us. He created our soul and us virtuous. Our natural state as a people are to be holy, to be with unity with Him, to be like He is, full of good things. But sin caused that these desires, which would pull us towards God through sin, they are corrupted and pulls us to different direction. Look at that woman from our gospel. She had good desire. Her desire was to have good relationship, to have good and loving relationship with somebody else, with people. It's good. It's from God. And it's really something that draws us to life of Holy Trinity. But passion, which came to her life, caused that she turned this desire for relationship to sinful relationships. And she exchanged true love for a strange kind of relationships and sins. And she knew that. And because of that, her life became tough. She came to the well alone. At the time, for a woman to go for water alone or something, this is a sign of this separation. She was really not part of community because of this her passion, which caused that the other, they look at her differently. They saw her as a sinner, as somebody who is slave of this passion. Her life was tough because she could see these looks. She could see in this her community that they don't take her seriously, that they really know about her sins, and they deal with her with this way. She didn't feel honor or love or some kind of... Her life was tough in the middle of that community, and she couldn't run away. And it happens to us. Look, if our passions becomes our habit, and sometimes our passions become not only happy, they become like bad part of our nature, how more difficulties we have in life. Just for example, if somebody loves to give bad words, if somebody wants to judge and spill these poison words among others, because this passion became part of the character, how miserable that person have to feel in heart, and how this life has to be tough because the person is not loved really. That person is loved by people who are the same, who love this, do the same thing, but this is not true relationship, this false friendship which puts sinners together. And life is tough because those who are hit by these words suffer, and they make this separation because they don't want to be hurted. And the person separates himself or herself from the others, and life becomes tough. And we can talk about other passions, all these things which we can count, cause that we are hurting ourselves and we are hurting others. And because we are causing pain to ourselves and to others, life becomes tough. Can you imagine that we would live in community where sin would not exist? How wonderful it would be. But we don't do this. So passions, it means all these twisted, corrupted desires which pulls us away from God and force us to do mine own will. They cause that the life is tough. This is just one aspect which causes that the life is tough. But it's very important. And this is what Holy Fathers, they put on the first place. What we can do? What can we do? If we feel that we have these passions in our heart, what can we do to remove them? Well, don't think about these modern books about how to live happy life. This is no medicine for us and for people. It doesn't work. What works is very simple. And we can see it in this gospel, which we just heard. Jesus stayed at the well because he wanted to meet that woman. He knew about her. And this is why he stayed there, waiting for her. Finally, when she came, he started conversation. He knew about her tough life. And he didn't offer some kind of cheap consolation. Don't worry, everything will be okay, just have positive thinking, you know, you don't take it easy. No. He in truth named her problem. He in truth tell her, this is your problem. And she was so hit that she changed conversation, the topic. But his words hit her. His words hit her. And look, Christ, he was not holding her, you must do something, you must. No, he just named her problem. He led her to the truth. He revealed her passion, the problem of her life. And he led her to make decision. And we know what kind of decision she made because we celebrate this woman in our church calendar. And we know her name and we call her Saint Fotina. She made decision and she became Christ's follower and she became saint. What does it mean to be saint? It means that it is the result of our fight with our passions. When we return back to purity of our soul, when we return back to natural state in which we were created, and a little bit more, which was given, is given by grace to us. And this is what we are supposed to do. This is the way how we can deal with our tough life. Christ is not far. He waits for each of us. And when he waits, he says to us, what is our problem? If we want to listen to him, if we are eager to listen to him, we would know and each of us would know what problems causes that my life is tough. What kind of my character is corrupted? Which part of my soul has to be our heart, has to be healed? And then I have to make a decision. Do I want to do something with that or not? Do I want to do something or not? And it's up to me. Christ will not push me. He will help me. And he wants to heal me. But he will not force me. It's my decision. And look how many times we heard. This is the reason why we come to the church. Because church is nothing else as a place where we come for healing. Where we come and we beg Christ, oh Christ, look at me, I am poor sinner. I cannot help myself with this, my passions, which cause my life is tough. I don't know what to do. I need your strength. I need your help. I come and I beg. Or I just come and I say, well, this is duty, I will come. And that's it. How many times, you know, priests can meet people who come and they say, this is so huge pain in my life, you know, I need to fix this, I know, they say, so come and be healed, come and listen to Christ, come and confess your sins, again, even every day. But no, sometimes years pass and we even don't confess our sins, because we think that we don't need that. Am I right? Yeah, I'm right. Because we think that we don't need that. And, well, or different words, we don't want. We don't want. There was like one story in newspaper, probably there's many of these stories. There was one man who went to freedom after years, 30 or more years in prison. He went out and he was lost in the world. So you know what he did? He committed crime because he wanted to go back to prison. Because he didn't want to adjust to new life. The same we do this. Christ is offering us healing. Christ offers us, come and use all these tools I offer you to be healed, to come back to the natural state in which you were created. Come. Do something with that. But at first we have to take it seriously. So, you know, we need at first help or some kind to get some light from above, to understand where we are, to understand our passions which causes our life is tough. We have to at first to beg Christ, oh Lord, please show me, where is my problem? What is that thing which hurts me and the others through me? And this is why we add to that banner, we are praying for you. Because we together as a church, we together as those who are baptized, we pray for each other, especially during liturgy, which is so powerful prayer. So come as often you can to beg Christ for healing. Show your love that you love God. Come. Light up a candle for you and pray. Oh Lord, give me light of understanding. May I can see where is my problem. Light up a candle for the others who are in your mind, who probably hurt you. May God give light of understanding for this person. And if we start to pray, it is we are forming our decision for Christ, who has power to heal our soul and heart. If we don't want our life to be tough, we need to start this process of healing. Amen.